Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you
This meet. Is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Dennis. Hopefully you're making the best of the season and avoiding the aliens. Actually, there's some rumors there could be something happening by the end of the year. I don't know. They're timing this around Christmas. And maybe that's
the whole three-eye atlas is December 19th when it makes its closest pass here or something.
Could there be a connection? I don't know. They don't talk about three-eye atlas, by the way, in that documentary for what it's worth. But anything's possible. And if they're going to make contact, why not make it on around the holidays when people are guards down? Either they're going to come in peace or they're going to wipe us off the face of the earth. So one or the other. You know, you got that to look forward to. But Dennis is prepared because he just got his annual completed on his Mooney 201. So if he needs an escape pod when they do land and take over, you can just hop in your plane and, you know, fly off into...
Head out to New Mexico, maybe?
Wherever you got to... I don't know where you would go, actually. I don't know if there is any escape. Sounds like they're way above our intellect, which isn't really saying too much when you look at the news. But... I digress. How did the annual go, first off?
Well, you know, let's just say, after doing the annual on this airplane, especially on the engine, uh-huh. I really find it hard to believe that aliens exist, and we're still dealing with this 1940s tractor technology that I fly behind.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe. Yeah. I mean, you got your plane. Well, your plane came out around the time Roswell.
1982.
Oh, it was 82. Okay.
Mine's in 82. But, I mean, Mooney's been in business since the 50s when the first ones came out.
Right. And, you know, to the alien, you're basically a horse and pony kind of contraption.
Not much more than walking by comparison.
Right. But, regardless, yeah, I guess they're leaving it up to us to reverse engineer their aircraft. They haven't shared enough with us.
Well, we need to do a lot more of it because it's just amazing the hoops that we jump through for these old dinosaurs. But
well, they work.
They're reliable. I mean, that's just it. They do work. They're not ideal, but they do work.
So you had the annual done. You had the mechanic look at it, go over it. And while he was in there, what did he say?
No, actually, he was very impressed with how well, you know, the airplane, you know, what shape it was in and everything. And like I told him, it's like, I'm not one of these mechanic or, you know, owners that, hey, when something's wrong, I write it down on a list and then I show up at the annual. Here's a list of 3,000 things that need to get fixed.
Yeah.
You know, we try to stay on top of it. And honestly, that's the way to maintain a plane, you know, just deferring maintenance because, well, I don't need that right now. It just snowballs and there's more problems later. So he actually was quite happy when he was digging into it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a lot of work. And I'm just very grateful that I found a good partner to work with because I took him out for a flight on a good Black Friday. We went out, did a quick little lap around the pattern to get the oil warmed up. But I wanted him to see how the airplane flies. How it, you know, how things ran, how it sounded and whatnot before we start tearing into it, give them a kind of a good feel.
Right.
So we did
baseline,
that.
Baseline, yeah.
Yeah. So the engine's hot. We pushed it back into the hangar and busted out my compression testing kit and, you know, on a hot engine, got that knocked out right away. He says, okay, get it unbuttoned and I'll be back tomorrow. And so I spent till midnight on Friday taking the belly panels off the airplane, opening up all the access panels that he needed to so that we could get, you know, started on the inspection the next day. And, you know, it's a lot of manual labor involved in doing that. And you're laying on your back, you know, on the concrete floor, getting underneath the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But as a pilot and as an owner, I can't see a better way to really understand your airplane. You really need to get in there. You open it up, you see the crazy engineering that's going on underneath for even a simple thing like trim and your the flap mechanism, the gear retract. You see everything right there, all of the different linkages and gears and things that are in there and that you have to check and lubricate and inspect. And yeah, it was quite the adventure. And we had a little extra project too. As you know, I've been eyeing up the EarthX lithium batteries for a while. I actually bought one before Sun and Fun. However, because it was going to be a pain in the butt to install it, you actually have to install a lamp in your instrument panel that shows the condition of the battery. It's a little self-check light.
Okay.
To get that in, I had to run wire all the way from the cockpit into the tail cone where the battery is. And to do that involved having to take the seats out, the interior panels out on the pilot's side. All of that had to come out so we could get access to the structure of the airplane to be able to fish the wires through. So you can see why I didn't exactly want to tackle that in the middle of summer.
Right.
So having my annual come due in November was fantastic because the weather was gorgeous. It had dropped down into the 50s on Friday night. It was nice and cool. It wasn't sweating in the hangar. Actually, it was quite pleasant to work on the plane. So,
well, I mean, you didn't have to do that as part of the annual, though, did you, or did you?
No, but since we were opening things up and opening up access
while
panels.
While you're in there.
While we're in there, you know, this is the time to do it because I didn't have to take it apart a second time because he wanted to get a good look at the plane. So the seats came out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we had to get behind the dash so the glare shield comes off so we can get behind the instrument panel. While I'm in there, I actually managed to finally figure out why I keep popping a fuse with my glare shield lights. It turns out that either the factory or somebody that wired something up, they literally just had two little wires hooked onto a plug. There was nothing protecting those wires, and they would rub against the chassis.
Yeah.
And so I found a bare spot.
Yeah.
Yep. So I taped it up to fix the wire, but then I went out and got some spiral wrap protector. And now it better not wear through because it's going to have to go through an 1/8-inch thick piece of plastic that's wrapping those cables up too.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of nice. I solved a problem on my own.
Well, there you go. That sounds pretty good. I mean, all this stuff that you did, I mean, it sounds like you did a lot of the work. I mean, so what's the rule there? How much you can do and
I can
how much
do
of the, you know, the
everything.
Yeah.
As long as the, you know, the mechanic is inspecting.
Signs off.
But don't get me wrong here. It wasn't that he just sat back and watched. He was working probably a lot harder than me, but I was doing the things that I could do and, you know, helping him out. He's like, do you have this? Do you have that? And then over the years, you know, especially after moving to the air park, I really want to be self-sufficient. So a couple of years ago, I was borrowing wing jacks to lift the airplane up. Well, last year I built my own. I bought a set of bottle jacks and then made the stands and braces to hold them.
Right.
And that this year I was able to just put my own jacks underneath the airplane, pick the whole thing up, do the gear swings. It's nice just knowing that you have your stuff and it's working and it's in good shape and not having to borrow from the neighbors.
And that makes same his thing. Gig easier, doesn't it?
Oh, sure. He doesn't have to bring anything. And same thing with the magneto checks. You know, you want to check your magneto timing on these airplanes. Well, I bought myself a timing kit last year. So now the mechanic doesn't, everything he needs is already in my hand.
DIY, Dennis something.
Dennis it yourself.
Yes, there you go. All right, more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other 2/3 of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.